You're listening to Waiheke Radio. This is Island Live, taking a look at Waiheke people, events and issues. And I'm joined, my first guest this morning is Jennifer Fountain from a new project which is launched on the island called BYO Bag. And the intention of BYO Bag is to have the island declare itself free of single-use bag plastic bags. Is that right, Jennifer?
That's it, yeah. It's probably a first step on getting rid of lots of plastic pollution, which is really a danger in the marine environment particularly.
All right, so we'll just get you to just come in a little bit closer to the microphone there, Jennifer.
Okay.
And so BYO Bag, you wanted to get rid of plastic bags, but as the name indicates, you know, that means replacing them with something else, right?
Yeah, and that's the first step. This was all the idea of Deb Little. And she started last year a sewing bee group that meets in Rocky Bay, meets every Friday morning, and they've been using op shop fabrics and making really arty, attractive, but useful, sturdy bags for doing your shopping in. And each one has a BYO bag label on it, and they're individually numbered. Because her idea, which I think is really clever, is Waiheke's leading the way, and you want to get your numbered bag to show that you were one of the first to be leading this movement. Because ultimately, the whole world is going to have to give up using plastics because it's really poisoning the environment.
So, I mean, for quite a while now, there's been, initiatives through the supermarkets to have, you know, those green bags that you can use instead of your shopping bags. But
yeah.
You feel that the uptake of those hasn't been enough, or?
Uptake's okay. It's interesting. I did go in and talk to Countdown. And really, it's us, the consumers, that have trouble moving away from plastic bags. They want us to give up plastic. And we just find it so convenient. I mean, I know I do too. It's hard to remember to bring your reusable bag with you. But that's what you have to do. So I guess that's what our campaign is really about, is helping people really think about something that they don't think about. You know, you just, when you go shopping, you're thinking about what you're getting, not what you're using to carry it home in. So you have to stop and rethink that and bring your reusable bag.
And so through the BYO Bag Project, you're using art and, I suppose, you know, creating beautiful bags to get people's attention and start kind of a different angle for people to get into this.
Yeah, coming up, opening on March 8th is an exhibition at the Waiheke Community Art Gallery called Out of the Bag, and it features an international visitor, who I'll tell you a bit about in a minute, but also Kiwi artists who really are trying to get people to stop and rethink the plastic shopping bag. And we have local artists like Sally Smith, Joe Smith, Ann Skelly, Kelly Diener, who are finding ways either to make a really attractive bag that you take with you for shopping, or to make a piece of artwork that communicates about plastics and rethinking the use of the plastic bag. For the exhibition, we're bringing over a lady named Deanna Cohen from California, and she's been an artist for 15, maybe 20 years. And she creates artwork using bits of bags, plastic and paper bags. And she creates huge installations and sculptures and wall pieces. And through using plastic as her artwork, she's come to realize that there's a bigger story behind plastic. As a result, she's one of the co-founders of the Plastic Pollution Coalition, which is a worldwide organization that's trying to end plastic pollution.
So you've got all of this going on, you know, you've got the exhibition, you've got your speakers, and you're also trying to encourage people to get into the creation of bags as well, aren't you?
Yeah. So definitely one thing you can do is you can join every Friday in February at Omaha Hall in Rocky Bay from 9 to 1. A group meets. There's patterns, there's fabric, and you learn how to make a good, sturdy, expandable, but lightweight cloth bag. and you can join in that activity to make bags. We're having a children's art workshop with Deanna Cohn on Sunday, the 3rd of March, and primary school-aged children are invited to attend that and make bags or artwork out of plastics. Ideally, collect disposable plastic and come and turn it into something attractive. And yeah, there's loads of ways to get on board. Even if you buy one of those green bags at Countdown, it's a step in the right direction.
So beyond this kind of initial kind of burst of activity, I suppose the number of people who have got the you know, the time or the ability to go and buy some beautiful fabric from the op shop, you know, presumably you want people to buy secondhand fabric rather than new fabric, and then go and sew a bag. Are there plans to, you know, to market them, to make reusable bags available?
Absolutely. We're going to have a stall at the Ostend Market on Saturday, the 2nd of March, and then it'll probably continue both at that market, and we're looking, we should be in front of places where you buy food, making the BYO bags available for Koha to the community. The Sewing Bee's already made more than 150 bags, and we'll keep going. And the objective, Deb Little's objective in particular, is to see every family on Waiheke have a BYO bag.
So you've got a pattern?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, but there are other patterns. We have one on our Facebook site at BYO Bag Waiheke Island where you can just recycle a pillow slip into a shopping bag.
So how long does it take you to whip up a bag, Jennifer?
It's not a quick process, but then I'm not particularly adept. It does take a bit of time. Once you're a speed demon like Robin Griffiths, who's been sewing the bags for months now, I think it's probably takes an hour. You've got to cut out fabric, and we tend to do lots at once. So we cut out lots of straps and lots of, you know, side pieces. And people come up with little ways to, you know, put ornaments or pockets or, you know, individual things in each bag. So you can be as creative as you want. It's a fashion statement.
So you've got a Facebook page going, BYO Bag Waiheke Island.
Yep.
Yep. And what about for the you know, the those one or two people in the world who aren't on Facebook?
Well, what about?
How do they get hold of you?
They can email byobag.waiheke@gmail.com, or they can always ring me on 5805.
Good stuff. And I didn't catch, where are you holding those sewing bees?
Sewing bees are in Rocky Bay, Omaha Hall, 9 to about 1 every Friday in February.
Good stuff.
And stay tuned because we're having a documentary with guest speakers in March as well. So we'll keep you updated about that.
Yeah. And what's the date of the exhibition opening?
8th of March.
Okay. So it's all happening in March, really, isn't it?
The big
build-up.
Which, in the beginning of March, is Sea Week, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Talking about protecting the oceans from plastic.
Good stuff. And they have, don't they have I think last time for Sea Week, they had a bit of a kind of a festival and thing down at Enclosure Bay, didn't they? So
yeah.
We might see you down there.
Yeah. Or you might see us cleaning up plastics off the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
I'm keen to get hold of some more bags. I mean, I think part of it, isn't it? I mean, those green bags, I mean, well, for one thing, they're ugly. But the second thing is, I suppose, it's about, you know, they're quite bulky.
They're
easy to keep in the car, but they're not easy to have, say, in your pocket or on the back of your bag.
The BYO bags, because they're mostly calico cloth, they roll up. You can have several of them, and they roll up in a bunch, and we see women who put them inside their purse, so there's always one in there if you need it. Yeah. And they're washable.
I was buying a new backpack for my son for school a couple of weeks ago, and I went into the shop and bought the backpack, and the shop assistant said, "Do you want it in a bag?" I said, "But it is a bag."
Exactly.
I was going to put my other stuff in it.
Exactly.
And he goes, yeah, I'm with you, but you'd be amazed how many people ask
and
for a bag to put their bag in.
That's where it begins. We really all have to take responsibility for ourselves and say no to plastic bags.
Yeah. All right. BYO Bag, Waiheke Island. Thanks very much.
Thank you.